This is episode 64 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Richard Dolan's book, UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, the definitive guide to the UFO mystery. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I thought I'd read from a part of the book that discusses different UFO crashes. And this one is entitled UFO Crash Aztec. And this is what Richard has written. It is not possible here, nor is there need, to include all of the UFO crash retrieval stories that exist. But it is useful to describe a few of them, if only to point out that claims of such retrievals include much more than the Roswell story. One such case, much debated, took place in Aztec, New Mexico in March 1948. Aztec is located at the Four Corners area, where New Mexico, Colorado, Utah and Arizona meet. Like the Roswell crash site, it is quite remote, nearly surrounded by Indian reservations. Few people today realise that for years it was the Aztec case, not Roswell, which was the best known alleged UFO crash. It was first discussed in a 1950 book, Behind the Flying Saucers, by journalist Frank Scully. Scully had two primary sources for this story, a friend named Silas Newton and an acquaintance and sometime business partner of Newton, a scientist Scully called Dr. G. According to the story, an alien saucer came down essentially intact, whereupon the US military gained access to it via a punctured porthole. Inside were anywhere from 2 to 16 alien bodies, small, human-like, dead and charred. The UFO was dismantled and taken to Wright Field in Dayton, Ohio, for study. Within 3 years of the book's publication, a journalist named J.P. Kahn wrote a series of devastating exposés regarding the accuracy and truthfulness of Silas Newton and Dr. G, whom he identified as Leo Gebauer. The two were simply a pair of con men in the oil industry, wrote Kahn, who had hoaxed Scully. Newton had lied about his education and had defrauded business associates. Indeed, soon afterwards, both were convicted of discrediting a Colorado businessman. However, Scully maintained that while Dr. G was modelled primarily on Gebauer, he was actually a composite of multiple inside sources. And while Gebauer did not study at the University of Berlin, as Dr. G supposedly had, and did not manage 1,700 scientists doing experimental work in secret magnetic research related to the flying saucers, he was chief of laboratories of Air Research Company in Phoenix and Los Angeles, although in charge of maintenance equipment, not research. What is interesting is that Gebauer was the subject of an FBI file totaling at least 398 pages. Even more interesting is less than 200 of these pages have been declassified under the Freedom of Information Act. The rest remain classified, exempt, according to the FBI, in the interests of national defense. One cannot help but wonder why this is so, after all these years. But what makes Aztec intriguing is that several researchers have found elements of the story that continue to give pause. In 2002, investigative journalist Linda Moulton Howe interviewed members of the Pace family in Farmington, New Mexico, who recalled hearing news of a crashed UFO during the late 1940s. They said this took place either in March 1948 or March 1949. The family recalled reading a newspaper article which stated a UFO had crashed near Aztec in an area known as Hart Canyon. However, that article has never been found. Scott Ramsey did even more research and investigation into the Aztec crash. Supported by this endeavour by his wife, Suzanne, the Ramseys made contact with relatives of two former New Mexico police officers from the area who had told their families that they saw a crashed disc in Hart Canyon. The year they gave was 1948, probably March. An intriguing part of Ramsey's research related to a witness who claimed to have worked at Roswell Army Airfield and said there was a concrete slab at the crash site used to support the crane that removed the craft. Ramsey searched for the slab, which initially wasn't visible. Then, however, with help from an assistant, he found it at the suspected site by probing the soil. The rebar in the concrete was dated to the 1940s, although further tests are needed to obtain a more precise date. Just as compelling as this, however, was the research by the Ramseys into Scully, Newton, Gebauer and Kahn. Regarding the latter, they discovered an agenda against Scully that was nothing short of a vendetta. Kahn, it turned out, had been captivated by the Aztec story, fully accepting its authenticity. He had approached Scully with a view to collaborating on a book about it. Denied this, he never forgave Scully and set out to destroy him and his main sources. The Ramseys' research on Newton and Gebauer do not show them to be dishonest in the least, but rather smeared by Kahn's unethical journalism. After all these years, it appears that something exotic did go down near Aztec. There are quite a few alleged retrievals of exotic or even extraterrestrial UFOs, far more than the average person suspects. What follows are only a few of the better known cases, and which have received a reasonable investigation by private researchers. Naturally, no government has ever confirmed any of these cases. Still, they remain intriguing possibilities, and some of them, at least in my opinion, appear to be genuine. UFO crash, Kingman. One of these may have occurred near Kingman, Arizona on May 21, 1953. During the early 1970s, a man spoke to two private researchers, identifying himself as an engineer with graduate degrees in physics and engineering, stated that 20 years earlier, he had been part of a group of specialists who were taken in a bus with blacked out windows to the crash site to study the craft. It was 30 feet in diameter and embedded in sand. Inside a nearby tent, under armed guard, was a humanoid figure, roughly 4 feet tall and apparently dead. Researcher Raymond Fowler began looking into the case and met with the witness. He concluded that something significant did appear to have happened and wrote a long report, giving the witness the pseudonym Fritz Werner. There were some discrepancies in Werner's account of the craft compared with what he had told the two previous researchers, although these could conceivably be explained by memory lapses or the fact that Werner claimed to Fowler that he had had a number of martinis before talking with the other researchers. Yet much seemed legitimate. Although Fowler was unable to find other witnesses to the event, he wrote that the peripheral names, positions, tests, dates and places mentioned within Mr. Werner's personal account all check out exceptionally well. Werner's diary entry for May 21, while not confirming a crash retrieval, does appear to show that he was on some sort of special mission at the time. It said, "Got picked up at Indian Springs Air Force Base for a job I can't write or talk about." Other researchers came across tidbits pointing to a UFO crash at Kingman in 1953. One of these was Charles Wilhelm, whose father had an acquaintance, a Major Daly, who had flown to a UFO crash in April 1953. Leonard Stringfield, one of the key researchers on the matter of UFO crash retrievals, described this in one of his reports and lectures on the subjects. Daly was blindfolded and driven to a hot desert location where there was an undamaged metallic ship that was 25 to 30 feet in diameter. He spent 2 days there, determining that the craft was not made on Earth. There are other intriguing details to this account. Other than the exact date, which may have been misremembered, this account is consistent with that of Werner's. Don Schmidt, author of several books on Roswell, once spoke with a woman named Judy Woolcott, whose husband had told her of something strange he had seen in 1953. Although she could not recall the month exactly, she was certain that the location was Kingman, Arizona. Her husband had been an officer, on duty in an airbase control tower, when something strange was picked up on radar. The target lost altitude and went off the screen. He and several others went in jeeps to the location where the object was believed to have crashed. They found a domed disc embedded in the sand, which seemed undamaged. Before they could get close, however, they were escorted from the area and told never to discuss it. Although Walcott's husband saw no bodies, he told his wife that some of the military police said they were casualties and they were not human. So this week I was reading from Richard Dolan's book, UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, The Definitive Guide to the UFO Mystery. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.